This is one example. Another example is if somebody is endangering others. Let we say somebody that he is a driver, and I know that, or a doctor knows that this driver is not healthy, but he endangers others in the street, other drivers or others who are going along the street. He should reveal the secret, even if he is a doctor, and as a doctor his duty is not to reveal the secrets of the patients, but in this occasion he should reveal the secret, and he will tell the authorities, you should know this person is not capable of driving a car because he is dangerous. This is an example how a secret not only allowed to be revealed, but it is his duty to reveal. Why it is his duty? Because the Torah says, don't stand idle on the blood of your brother. In Hebrew, lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. This saying from the Torah, lo ta'amod al dam re'echa, don't stand idle by the blood of your brother, not only allows me to reveal the secret, but it is a decree of the Torah, of the Bible, to go to the authorities and to tell them, you should know that this driver is not allowed to be a driver. Take his license of driving, because he is not capable of this. This is one example, but this is not the only example of endangering. Let we say that somebody has a disease of AIDS, let we say, and he behaves with others as if he is healthy. In this case also, our duty as a doctor or a regular person who knows about this disease has to go to all who are in connection with this person and to tell them, no, be aware, this person has a disease of AIDS, and be careful of this person, and you should know of this secret. It is a secret, but here is the duty to rescue others, to save the life of others, and for this reason you should reveal the secret to others, to those who might be touched by this person because his disease of AIDS. Those are several examples, but those are not the only examples. If, for example, somebody comes before the court and he have to give evidence before the judges, but he says, I know something to tell you, but I'm not allowed to tell you because it was said to me as a secret. It is a secret, and I promised not to reveal this secret. So the judge, what shall the judge do? He can't give his decision if this person refrain from giving his testimony before the court. Several hundred years ago, about 500 years ago, a case came before Rabbi Menachem Mirzburg, who was a judge in Germany, in Ashkenaz, and he was asked about such an occasion that a wife brought her husband before the court, demanding and telling the judges that the husband told somebody that seems to be of bad things upon her. He told his friend some things that should not be done about his wife. And this person was brought before the court to give evidence. And he said, yes, the husband told me something about his wife, but I can't tell the court the details because it was told to me as a secret. The answer of the judges was that here in the court there are no secrets. You should reveal the secret because we have to give our decision, and we can't give our decision if you don't tell us the truth. Here we might see that when two values, the value of privacy in one side and the value of the rule of law on the other side, then the right of privacy gives way to the other value, and this person should reveal the secrets to the court. As well as we saw in about he who endangers others, that the right to life is more important than the right of privacy. In such cases, a man should reveal the secrets to the court or to others to save the life of others. Now, the right of privacy has a very important application, not only when you endanger others, but also when it seems that you might endanger yourself. In this case also, the right of privacy will give place for the right of life. An example for this is an occasion that came before the court in Haifa, in Israel. In the district court of Haifa came a case about somebody that was arrested by the police because they thought that he handled with drugs. He denied, he said, I've nothing with drugs, of course. Never I had to do with drugs. But the police said that it seemed that he swallowed the drugs before he was arrested by the police. And he was brought to the X-ray to examine the status of his stomach, and they saw through the X-ray that there is something strange in his stomach that deemed to be maybe drugs. And this case was very dangerous, because if he swallowed drugs without taking care to save his life, because he didn't think about swallowing these drugs, it might be open in his stomach, and when the drug will be in an open envelope in his stomach, he might die immediately. So they feared the police that he might die because of the drugs. So they brought him before the judge. And he continued to refuse and he denied that he had to do with drugs. Nevertheless, that the X-ray showed that something strange is in his stomach. So they have no other way, but the judge had no other way but to allow the police to bring this person to the hospital and to make an operation. So they made the operation in the hospital to this person who was suspected, and they found the drugs, and afterwards they brought him before court because he had to do with drugs. And he said, well, how you know that I had to do with drugs? So we said, they said, the police, because we made an operation. But then he said, but this operation was done without my consent. I didn't give my my consent to this operation. And the question was, is it allowed to make an operation not in accordance with his wish? If I'm allowed, even if it is a case of saving life, but the right of privacy says that I have the right of privacy to refuse to be to make the operation. But the court applied to the Ministry of Justice, to the Department of Jewish Law, because there is a law in Israel saying that whenever there is no a specific law dealing with a question that gives an answer to a legal question, the judge should give his decision according to the Jewish law. Now, there is in the Israeli law, there is no an answer how to deal with a person that refuses to an operation, even if it is for the sake of life. Now, we in the Ministry of Justice, in the Department of Jewish Law, according to this law, the name of this law is the Foundations of Law Act. According to this law, not as used to be before the legislation of this law, the judges generally went according to the English legal system. From this time of the legislation of this law, of the Foundations of Law Act, we left aside the English system, and the judge now is bounded by the Jewish sources. Now, what are the Jewish sources in this case of somebody that refuses that his life will be saved with this operation, for example? The answer in our sources, it is not written in the Talmud, but it is written on one of the books of those who deals with pikuach nefesh, those in such cases of saving life. And it is said that if something is to be done to save life, you should do it even if the person don't give his permission to do it. This is a law, for example, in Shabbat, for example, you are not allowed to do several things on Shabbat, but if it is a question of life, you should do all what is possible to save life, even if it is not in accordance with the laws of Shabbat, of Saturday. Now, this scholar said that in this case, for example, you should do all what is necessary to save the life. Even, and he continues, even if this person refuses, you should do. Even if there is a need to cut a lamb, to cut his hand, or to cut his foot to save his life, you should do it. Even if this patient, let me call it, if he refuses. Now, from here we might learn that saving life is the highest value, even if it is in contradiction to the right of privacy. This source was brought before the court, the district court in Haifa. And according to this source, the judge decided that the operation in this case of he who was suspected of dealing with drugs is a legal act, the operation. And according to this, he put a penalty upon this person, but this is not the whole story. This person applied to the Supreme Court in Jerusalem, demanding that the decision of the district court in Haifa is not in accordance with the right of privacy. And the question in the district or in the Supreme Court in Jerusalem was if to go along with the American system or to long go along with the Jewish way. According to the American system,